The Traveler's Journal, August 9th. Getting stoked on Slick Rock. For fat tire bikers, Moab is Mecca. Situated amid the canyonland deserts of southeast Utah, the town was settled in the 1850s by Mormon missionaries at one of the few Colorado River crossing points for hundreds of miles. Other than a brief uranium boom in the 1950s, Moab's been way out of the way, a dusty oasis along dry U.S. Highway 191. All that's changed. These days, Moab bustles with the commerce of modern recreation. Hikers, campers, climbers, and river rafters began to discover the beauties and bounties of the tortured terrain. Roads were paved into the water-carved Red Rock Canyons and wind-sculpted sandstone buttes of Canyonlands and Arches National Parks. To give motorists a glimpse of natural wonders so scenic and richly colored, they seem digitally enhanced. Other backcountry areas have become stone playgrounds for peddlers. On knobby, tired steeds, mountain bikers tackle treacherous ledges and steep trails to climb up into hidden playgrounds of stone. Acres-broad sheets of slick rock, undulating domes of salmon-hued sandstone, scoured smooth and marked only by the occasional dinosaur paw print, have become geological roller coasters. With training, even novice riders can freeform, surfing ledges, edging canyons, and skimming around the rims of stony bowls. Pedaling perpendicularly across a steep, smooth rock slope feels like nothing short of magic, as long as you don't fall. It's sobering to remember Moab's tiny hospital as one of America's largest abrasion trauma units. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.